Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Oh, hey, let me tell you about this week's Earbuds sponsor, Focusrite. Podcasting can be full of daunting concepts like gain staging and signal chains and waveform degrungulating. Did you even notice that I made that last one up? Skip the jargon and be your best creative self with an audio interface from Focusrite. Once you're ready to hit record, Focusrite has taken the guesswork out of setting your levels with their unique gain halos, blinking lights around each gain knob that let you know when you've reached the ideal level for your voice. We'll have more information about Focusrite and their audio interfaces in the show notes of this episode. You can also learn more at Focusrite.com. That's Focusrite.com. We are also supported by LWC Studios and their latest podcast. LWC Studios just launched a new show. It's called How to Talk to High Achievers About Anything. And they need you. They're interviewing Black and Brown professionals about their triumphs and where they still sometimes trip up. They want to speak with folks who are achieving new heights, either in their personal or professional lives, and who are still looking for ways to keep leveling up. If this is you or someone you know, please contact producer Virginia Laura at virginia@lwcstudios.com to talk about scheduling an interview. Don't miss your chance to be a guest on this show. LWC Studios is an award-winning content studio, and this show is an incredible opportunity to get your story out there. Welcome to the show. Have you ever heard a true story that just completely stuck with you? You couldn't get it out of your head, and everyone you saw, you had to tell them about it? These are the types of stories that I always find on The Moth. Whether it's The Moth Podcast or Moth Story Slams, The Moth is all about true stories. It's an organization that hosts live storytelling events worldwide, and it also has a podcast. Since The Moth's launch in 1997, it's presented thousands of true stories told live and without notes to standing room only crowds of strangers around the world. Their mission is to honor the diversity and commonality of human experience through the art and craft of storytelling. And this year, The Moth is celebrating their 25th anniversary, and Earbuds gets to help them celebrate. I am so excited about it. When Nina, our newsletter and podcast coordinator here at Earbuds, was in college, she actually found a local organization similar to The Moth in Richmond, Virginia, called Secretly Y'all, and she loved going to their shows. If you're interested in storytelling, take a look and see if The Moth or any organizations like it are hosting events near you. It is such a great way to connect with people and to learn about life experiences that you may never have yourself. I actually loved The Moth so much that when I lived in Los Angeles, I sought out The Moth Story Slams and I volunteered at them. I think I've been to at least 20 Moth Story Slams live. And then sometimes you get to hear those stories made for radio down the line. It's such an incredible experience. In honor of The Moth's 25th anniversary, our list of podcast recommendations this week is curated by Kate Tellers, a senior director at The Moth and co-author of their book, How to Tell a Story, The Essential Guide to Memorable Storytelling from The Moth, which launches right around now. You can pre-order it on their website at themoth.org. Kate's list is on the theme Stories of Indelible Women. In a moment, we're going to hear from Kate. She'll tell us how she got involved with The Moth and all about her podcast picks for this week's theme. After we hear from Kate, we'll hear about this week's podcast spotlight, What Could Go Right. Then I'll give some updates from the podcasting world, and we'll be on our way to listen to some more podcasts. P.S. I've been listening to all of my podcasts lately on Good Pods. I am loving the ability it gives me to interact with others in the podcast community. If you're listening to this episode on Good Pods right now, please say hello. It would mean a lot for you to leave a rating and or a review so that I can see what you love about the show and what we can be doing better. Okay, here is The Moth's Kate Tellers, the curator of this week's Earbuds list.
My name is Kate Tellers, and I'm a senior director at The Moth and co-author of our latest book, How to Tell a Story, The Essential Guide to Memorable Storytelling from The Moth. I went to my first Moth in 2007, and three stories in, I was completely hooked. Shortly afterwards, I was brought in as the podcast intern. So in that role, I edited some of the early episodes of our podcast in the free software GarageBand for free. Obviously, years later, our workflow has totally changed. So now you'll hear me hosting the podcast sometimes. And on the other end, I'm a member of the creative team. We listen to the audio from all of our live events. We direct stories in the live events. And I helped to direct and choose those stories that will go on to the podcast and also host some of our live events. Our 25th anniversary is significant because it's 25 years. It's a quarter of a century where we have been setting up stages and microphones in cities all over the world and hearing tens of thousands of stories. I think we want to mark that and celebrate what this organization has become and all of the stories that we've heard, and then go out and discover some more stories, especially from the people that maybe think they might not have a story to tell. I chose the theme Stories of Indelible Women because one of my favorite things about listening to podcasts and about listening to stories in general is that they give us an opportunity to meet people and to go places with them that we might not have ever gone to otherwise. And parts of them stick with us. I like to peek into other people's worlds, to learn through our differences and discover the human themes that connect us. And I chose stories from women because I am a woman, and often stories from women are the ones that really resonate with me. So here are the episodes that I chose. First up, we have an episode of Chenjerai Kumanyika's Uncivil. So full disclosure, Chenjerai is a member of the Moth board who also wrote an introduction to our upcoming book. He's also a remarkable storyteller. Fun fact, once Chenjerai and I did a Moth show in a cave in Sweden. So he's a core part of our community, but he is also the co-host of Uncivil, a podcast you should listen to top to bottom. And today I've chosen the episode The Fugitive about Ona Judge. Ona was a woman enslaved by none other than our very first president, George Washington. And when she learned that she was going to be given away as a wedding present to his daughter, she fled. What happened after that? It's not simple or easy, but she managed to never return, despite the fact that the most powerful man in America was trying to bring her back. This episode, not surprisingly, taught me a lot about the history that I didn't learn in school. This was not a side of George Washington that I had known so explicitly, and I certainly did not learn about Ona Judge in my childhood education. So Uncivil makes her unforgettable. Next up, we have Sweet Bobby from Tortoise Media. So Sweet Bobby follows Kirit Asi. She's a British radio presenter who at 29 years old falls in love with a cardiologist named Bobby. But we very quickly learn that he catfished her for 10 years. Their relationship becomes very intense. It's romantic. It's a big love story, despite the fact that they never see each other face to face. He told her of many things, that he was in the Witness Protection Program. Midway through the podcast, though, we find out who the person was who was doing the catfishing. I won't give it away, but it's wow. And then the series takes a turn, and then Kiri and the producer, Alexi Moustros, try to figure out why the scammer did it. So it's a series that in two parts explores Kiri and her big heart and her big heartbreak. Next up, I chose an episode from Snap Judgment with Glenn Washington. This podcast bills itself as storytelling with a beat, and they produce some really cool, captivating soundscapes. This episode that I've chosen is very dark, so just take a minute to prepare for how dark it is. Okay, this episode is called The Bone Reader. A woman's severed head is found in the woods outside of a town in western Pennsylvania, and the episode takes us behind the scenes with these forensic rock stars, Michelle Vitale and Mike O'Brien, as they try to figure out who she is and how she got there. It's a fascinating dive into the science and art of forensics, and it ends like some of my favorite stories. It's like both finished and unfinished. It's just very true. It's sad and brutal and gorgeous and haunting. She sticks with me. Okay, next I have the Just Enough family. So Ariel Levy follows the rise and fall of the Steinberg family through the eyes of one of their members, the maternity fashion entrepreneur Liz Lang. The Steinbergs were ridiculously rich in the 80s, private helicopters, birthday parties at the Met. And Liz takes us behind the scenes of that world that I think many of us probably have never been behind the scenes of. And it's sort of fascinating, but also palatable because you know that it's temporary. And she takes us to the downfall of that family. And there's a lot of twists and turns and heartbreaks and betrayal, all told through the eyes of someone who was there as it happened and seems almost incredulous to believe that it all happened and now is mostly gone. Finally, I chose an episode from our very own podcast. Recently, my co-author and our artistic director, Catherine Burns, recorded a Radio Hour themed Those We've Lost. And so in that episode, storytellers like the author Elizabeth Gilbert and the late comedian Mike DiStefano introduce us to loved ones that passed before them. It's very gritty. There are 9 bleeps, but it's funny and moving. And also, you get a tiny visit from my mom. The people that we meet in this episode are remarkable and wonderful, and I'm so happy that you get to meet them too. How to Tell a Story, the Essential Guide to Memorable Storytelling from The Moth, comes out on April 26th. You can buy it for yourself or for the people in your life who you wish were a little better at telling stories, or perhaps most importantly, for the people who don't believe they have a story to share. Our stories are often how we'll be remembered. They can make you indelible.
Thank you to Kate Tellers for curating this week's list of podcast picks for Earbuds. Kate's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, and they're available in newsletter form at earbuds.audio. Do you want to be our next Earbuds curator? Anyone can curate a list for us. You can find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, it's spotlight time. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter and on the homepage of our website. Podcasters, you can apply to have your podcast spotlit by us. We have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast, What Could Go Right? Let's hear from the creators themselves.
Hey, we're excited to be the Earbud Spotlight pick. Let me tell you a little bit about the show. Every week on What Could Go Right, my co-host Zachary and I sit down with experts like Anne-Marie Slaughter, Tyler Cowen, and Arthur Brooks to talk about the world's biggest problems and to suggest answers. Could we be on the cusp of a better world? Find out on What Could Go Right, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you to the team behind What Could Go Right for sending in that voice clip, telling us all about the show. Next up, I've got some things that you might love if you love podcasts. On the Earbuds blog, we have got 2 new midweek mini lists. First comes from Ellen Scanlon, who is the host of How to Do the Pot. She brings us a list of cannabis-themed podcast episodes to celebrate 420. And also, we've got a list from Amy Westervelt from Critical Frequency, who shares a list of podcasts about climate change and environmental activism. You can find links to these blog posts in the show notes of this episode. We also got to partner this week with Podchaser to put out an Earth Day playlist curated by Faith E. Briggs and Addie Thompson from the podcast The Trail Ahead. Faith and Addie chose podcasts that they love about the outdoors, climate change, pollution, and so much more, from Gimlet's How to Save a Planet, On Being with Krista Tippett, All My Relations, and more. You can find this list on Podchaser and in the show notes of this episode. And last, but definitely not least, PRX is hiring for a bunch of positions. If you're looking for a job in the podcast space, Public Radio Exchange is an amazing company to work for. They're hiring for these roles: Director of Audience Growth, Digital Marketing Manager, and more. You can learn more about these roles and how to apply at prx.org. We'll also have them listed in the show notes and in this week's newsletter. That's it for this round of Feedback with Earbuds. Thank you to Nina Joss, our newsletter and podcast coordinator, for co-writing this week's episode. Expect more from Nina going forward. We'll be back next week with more podcast recommendations. Until then, have a great week of listening to some amazing podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.